So as we continue in this great octave of Easter, you know, this first week, these first 8 days of this season of Easter, the church celebrates as one long liturgical day. Because we know that one day isn't enough for us to fully enter into and embrace and celebrate the gift of new life. And while the season is 50 days, this octave, this first week, is the same day as Sunday. And we hear in the preface that the priest prays on this day. So liturgically, we're still in that day of resurrection. And throughout this week, we're hearing the resurrection accounts of these followers of Jesus who encountered the risen Lord, and their lives were changed. Changed so much that when Peter, after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, gave that first homily, which we heard beginning yesterday and continues today, the people who heard him were cut to the heart. The proclamation of the saving message of Jesus Christ cut those first listeners to the heart. And we should pray for that same disposition, whether it's the first time we're hearing it or the thousandth time we've heard it. This saving message of Jesus Christ should cut us to the heart. And they asked the question that we should all be asking: what are we to do? What are we to do with this message of salvation? And what Peter said is what we all need to do: repent and believe. It's the constant call, the continual call of the disciple is to repent and believe, to continue to turn our hearts and our minds back to Jesus, to allow him to invigorate, to enliven our very minds, hearts, and souls, so that we never become complacent with the things of the Lord, but we always allow him to draw us deeper and deeper, so that like Mary Magdalene, when he does call our name, we can recognize. And then with her, run back to tell everyone what we have seen and what we have heard. And that is what our message should be. We are called to be missionaries, to be evangelists, to go into the world and spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And so everything that we do and say should be the same thing that Mary Magdalene said: I have seen the Lord. As we go forth from this Mass today and every day, let the cry of our heart to everyone that we meet be, I have seen the Lord. Amen.